Welcome, friends. You are listening to the Mind Body Alchemy Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Miramontes. This is where intuition meets education in the realms of spirituality, fitness, mindset, and more, all to create lasting change. Welcome back to the podcast, and thanks so much for being here. Last week, we discussed three of the things that are really stealing your energy and making even the idea of developing healthier habits around eating and exercise feel impossible. And one of those energy vampires was your inner critic and the way that you're talking to yourself about yourself. This week, I want to talk about something related, but still kind of different. I'm going to be putting on my mom jeans and giving you a little attitude adjustment. Weight loss can be difficult and complex for a multitude of reasons. I get that. But what you have to do to lose weight is rarely one of them. The habits that I teach each and every client that work with me are simple. I teach you how to quit eating like an asshole and manage your emotions along the way. You learn why you turn to food when your body's just not hungry and why sometimes following even the simplest habit feels like climbing Mount Everest. Maybe you've heard that saying that weight loss is simple, but not easy. And in a lot of ways, that's true. But in all my years of experience in coaching, the biggest barrier to fat loss has never been how many carbs someone's eating, how much they love food, heard that before, an addiction to sugar, or how many calories they burn during exercise. The biggest barrier to fat loss is hard talk. So what is hard talk? Hard talk is what happens in your head when you think about the things that you have to do and how hard it's going to be to do them and how long it's going to take and how miserable you're going to have to feel. Hard talk is a lie. Here's what that sounds like. It's just so hard to stop eating at dinner when everyone else is still eating and I know that I'm already full, but I spent all this time cooking the meal and I haven't even had a break yet today. Honestly, I just feel like I deserve it. Hard talk sounds like, I'll just start tomorrow. It's been such a long day. I really just don't want to have to tell myself no tonight. I don't want to be the one who isn't having fun. I want to be spontaneous with my food. Even considering that you might have to be thoughtful and mindful about your eating choices and calling that abnormal and saying, I just want to eat like a normal person, is hard talk. You are making yourself a problem, an abnormal alien that is somehow broken because you are paying attention to something that matters to you. Hard talk also sounds like, I messed up and the day is ruined. Might as well go all in. I can't get back on track yet because I'm so busy, but maybe next week I'll be able to. It is whiny and petulant and often just a good old-fashioned case of the fuck it. Here's the truth. It's not hard to put your fork down and stop eating. I know, but it isn't. All you literally have to do is put your fork down and stop eating. But because you have this big ass story about how you want to keep eating and it's not fair that you can't and you wish you had a bigger stomach and you wish you could eat more, then it's emotionally hard. You spend so much time telling yourself how awful this is going to be and how deprived you're going to feel that you spend virtually zero time reminding yourself of how great it's going to feel when you get the result of your behavior, which is what you desperately wanted when you started this journey in the first place. Have you ever noticed that in the beginning of a new diet or a new program, it's really easy to follow through? You're following all the rules, making all the lists, doing everything right. You are the food prep queen. You're riding high on enthusiasm. It doesn't even take much willpower because you've already decided that you're going to change. That is until the high wears off and you get bored with the change, and then those old habits stretch out their warm, cozy arms and welcome you right back in, and you feel like it's a lost cause. You're a lost cause. You forget how painful it was for you the moment that you decided that you didn't want to live like the old version of yourself in these old shitty habits anymore. And your brain starts thinking the same old thoughts that it always has, the ones that keep you overeating. It starts lying to you about how people will be offended if you don't keep on eating or eat seconds of their food. Honestly, how many people are truly offended if you are not going bite for bite with them? That is the weirdest thing. And if you are someone who gets offended that someone is not going bite for bite with you, can we please talk about that? Shoot me a message. We'll work through it. Hard Talk tells you about how lame you're going to look if you don't have another drink and some snacks with everyone else, as if you aren't a fun and interesting person if you're not shoving food and alcohol down your throat. Hopefully, those are not the kinds of things that your relationships are based on, and if other people do struggle with your change, in reality, that's their shit. I know, it's hard to take that at face value. Easier said than done, right? But what is the alternative? Keep eating so someone else can be happy at the cost of you being miserable and never reaching your goal? Please, make it make sense. But even though Hard Talk sometimes makes it sound like these external circumstances and other people are at the root of why you're doing what you're doing, that really isn't usually the problem. It's simply the way your brain justifies the discomfort that it has with change. We all do this. Hard Talk is a habit, and it's a nasty one at that. But like all habits, it can be broken and replaced with a new and more helpful one. For a while, you may have to allow it to be hard without the judgment so that you can get to a place where it is easy. Breaking the habit of Hard Talk looks like hearing the shitty sentence in your brain that tells you that you're going to be miserable or miss out, and instead of agreeing with it, reminding yourself of why you're doing what you're doing and how proud of yourself you are going to be once you walk away. How short-lived that urge is going to be once you've decided that you're just not going to do this anymore. Some days, fat loss is harder than others, and no one needs to be perfect to be successful. But what we don't need to do is make it harder on ourselves by indulging in pissy pants behavior and a fuck it mentality that will never, ever, ever help you. And you'll never get your weight off that way. You'll never reach any of your goals that way. You're not going to get fit that way. Nothing is ever going to change if that is the habit that you decide to keep. And I know it's not like you're walking around being like, give me all the shitty habits. I'm just going to throw them in my backpack and carry them everywhere I go. Of course, it is not something we do on purpose. No one wakes up one day and says, you know what? I'm going to step on my own toes here and I'm not going to be able to move this mountain off. But even if it's not your fault, as cliche as it sounds, it is your responsibility if you want to change. If it's a goal you keep on setting and feel like you keep on failing, this is on you. You are the only one that is going to figure this out. Another way that Hard Talk shows up is in being critical and harsh about every mistake. When you sit there and insult yourself because you skipped the gym, it's not very motivating to get you back there. But for whatever reason, we think that's the way. How is that honestly working for you? Instead of telling yourself that you're a lazy loser for skipping another workout, you could be asking how to prevent that in the future. You could be assessing what happened in your day that made you deprioritize something that was important to you. You might examine the excuses that you make with genuine curiosity so you can understand why you make them, and then overcome them. It's exhausting to be a jerk. It's exhausting to continue to wear yourself down with this kind of talking every single day. It's exhausting to sit and negotiate with yourself to try and get you to do the things that you know are important to you. When you negotiate with yourself, a version of you will always, always lose. You really have two choices here. You can lay your head on your pillow at night exhausted because you showed up, had your own back, solved all of your problems and obstacles, and committed to following through. You figure it out. Or you can lay your head on your pillow feeling exhausted because you're beating yourself up, feeling defeated by your circumstances, and quitting again because nothing ever works. You're going to be exhausted either way, but which would you prefer? I have never been so tired, so run down, so beat down, so exhausted than when I was trying to diet my way into a smaller body, and I was always beating myself up. I was always feeling like as soon as I made a mistake, that was the beginning of the end. Everything was going to come crumbling down, and often it did because it was the beginning of the end. I put so much pressure on myself to be perfect that I succeeded at being perfect until I didn't, and I never felt worse. I know that I am not alone here, and over time, you start to lose that trust with yourself. You start to lose confidence that you're ever going to figure it out, but it really doesn't have to be that way. If you never change another behavior in your life, please change this one. Stop shitting on yourself. Stop telling yourself you can't do things, that you're not capable. Stop calling yourself names and beating yourself down and exhausting yourself by being your own biggest bully in your head and contributing to all of your own suffering. If you can catch yourself in that negative thought loop, in that habit, and correct it, I don't care if you have to correct it 1,000 times a day, it is worth it. Correct it. So many things will change for you. I guarantee it. All right, that's all I have for you today. Just as a quick reminder, the Doors to Unstuffed, the signature group coaching program that changes your habits, psychology, and body image so you can lose weight permanently, is opening on April 22nd. That is the coaching program that Leslie Hooper and I host together, and we have so many wonderful transformations in there. It is a beautiful community. So if that is something you're interested in, join the no obligation interest list by clicking the link in the show notes and make sure you get first dibs on some great bonuses because you did that. If you enjoyed this episode, do the cool thing by leaving me a rating and review for the podcast. It helps me so much more than you know. And of course, you can support me in this work by sharing. Screenshot the episode, share it on social media, and tag me so that I can come by and say thanks. If you have any questions or thoughts on this episode, ideas for future episodes, or want to know how we can work together one-on-one, my inbox is always open for you. All that contact information is in the show notes. We'll see you next week. Bye.